Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica Jay.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You know, I think it is going to be a groovy Tuesday because of the fact I see some blue sky out there. Yeah. Do you believe it? Got a little teeny tiny break in the smoke, but remember why we're getting all that smoke. Wow. A lot of fires going on. A lot of fires. So just think about what you're going to do, especially this Labor Day weekend, and be careful out there. Fires have been started through campfires, through motorhomes dragging stuff, through bad wheels, catalytic converters driving off into the dry grass. Just keep in mind, go out and have fun. Relax from all the labor that you do. Just make sure of your surroundings. Make sure you're not in dry, basically tinder with all the grass and everything out there, because we don't need any natural fires since we've got enough riot fires going on around the entire country. We don't need to see that. Live and local FM Talk, whatever you want to talk about today, that is all right with me. I'm good with it. So if you've got a suggestion, let's get it going. Talk and text lines are 884-9910. Thank you so much for all the texts yesterday's. There is one thing that I want to get into with an email, a very lengthy email I received actually from former law enforcement about militias. So we're going to look into that, but I want to reiterate again, October 17th, early voting, October 17th. It goes until the 30th. There's going to be numerous locations around the areas for people to stand in line, to vote in person, and that's fantastic. So please do it. But make sure you take your ballot with you if you are going to vote in person. Don't do the, oh, I forgot it. And take your ballot with you when, I don't want to say if, when you vote in person. We have got to pull this out and make it legit. So you might have heard that there was a Democrat operative who came forward and pointed out how the Democrats are planning on creating havoc for this election cycle. But we're not hearing about it really much. Who is this operative? My concern is, remember what happened to Seth Rich? That supposed robbery of a former Democrat staffer. Yeah, shot in the head, shot in the back. All of his money and wallet and everything were still there. Yeah, supposed robbery. Well, they got scared off. Oh, yeah, right. So here's what this operative said. Wow. It is actually very easy to duplicate the ballots. You just run the ballots through a copy machine. The envelopes, not so much. They're not as easy to do. They're a little bit more official. So what they're going to do is go door to door, convincing voters to let them deliver their mail-in ballots for them. Then the staff opens up the envelopes. You know, well, I don't know if you've done it, but I've done it before. You hold it over some steam and the glue releases and all that good stuff. And then they replace it with the fraudulent ballot. We have to, and because they say this right here, it is to take advantage of the most vulnerable voters. They say that is the vital tool. So they have staff with, or they have staff that have links with nursing home employees who will then fill out the absentee ballots for the elderly residents. They will be taking them to shelters. And about $50 to $60 per vote. Boy, I hope that we catch these people in the act, because that's a felony, and buying votes, I mean, come on. So the other thing that they plan on doing, because we all have to remember, it's not who, you know, actually gets the votes. It's who counts the votes. You have a postman who is just a rabid anti-Trump guy and is working in smaller communities or some Republican stronghold. He can take those filled out ballots, knowing that 95% or so of them are going to be Republican, and just throw them in the garbage. And then replace them with the fraudulent ballots. Why do you think somebody would be willing to go through all of that? Because that's how badly they have to win this election, and that's the only way that they can do it. It's the only way. They know that Biden has lost. And I think that's one of the reasons why Kamala was chosen as vice president, as the running mate, because she is the type of person who, well, let's just say that if you're willing to sleep with the married man to move up the ranks and, you know, better your career, then I think that she, in my personal opinion, she would find it very easy to turn a blind eye or even support this type of activity. Just my thought. She's already told us. They've already told us their game plan. That if Trump wins, which they know he will, that the election will have been rigged. So that will cause questions, and they will drag out the counting of the ballots. That's why I encourage everyone, get in an early vote. Become a poll watcher. Whatever you can do to protect this election, it is up to us. Because they are already accusing, if you haven't heard this, this is awesome. It was actually Chuck Schumer that came out yesterday and said that Trump is inciting violence. He is promoting violence. He is pushing it. And I tell you, I just don't hear it. But I do hear this quite a bit.
You get out and you create a crowd.
Get up in the face of some Congress people.
We kick.
The domestic enemies are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress.
I think Democrats are ignoring this problem.
The NYPD is reporting 28 shootings from just over the weekend.
That's a 600% increase.
We're seeing the same thing here in Los Angeles. Our homicides have been up 32%.
I applaud Eric Garcetti for doing what he's done.
We've got four blocks in Seattle that you just saw pictures of that is more like a block party.
We had two murders, multiple shootings, rape, robbery, assault.
We need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
We need a revolution in order to overthrow this system. Bring a whole new communist world into being.
Fundamentally transform the country.
We ain't about to wait until the next election. We about to go get that motherfucker.
Do we agree that we can redirect some of the funding for police?
Yes, absolutely.
So yeah, I hear people inciting violence. I hear people inciting a lot of violence. The thing is, in not one of those cuts did I hear President Trump's voice. Yet they're saying he's the one that is inciting the violence. The law and order president. There is no clearer choice this November. And it concerns me. It really concerns me that I knew that we were a socialist country and that Democrats were, you know, more liberal and left than anything. But I really didn't think it was this far. Because your average everyday Democrats are still supporting Biden. Supporting Kamala. I mean, I live in a fairly nice neighborhood, and there's one house that I could have sworn that I was told that the gentleman that had just moved in was a law enforcement officer, and he has a Biden sign in his front yard. There's one house that I knew was a Democrat because, well, they had a Hillary sign in their yard. And now they have a Biden sign. It concerns me that just regular Democrats seem to be supporting this. I mean, if this was something that Trump was doing, if this was something that I looked into some of the reports of, you know, the cops putting rocks and stuff out and, you know, the nefarious people behind the scenes that were, you know, making it look like there was more violence. And yeah, I couldn't dive any deeper into it. It wasn't true. It wasn't Trump supporters. It wasn't law-abiding citizens. So there you have it. I'm really questioning just regular Democrats' views on all of this. They accuse Trump of lying, and yet Biden says he has nothing against fracking. When earlier in the year, he says he's going to shut it all down. Get rid of subsidies. Did he just forget that he said that, or did they tell him, did his puppet masters tell him, oh no, you have to be totally against this now, or now you have to be for it. You have to be for this, against that. No wonder the poor man can't remember anything. We cannot let them steal this election. The mail-in ballots, well, let's just say yours has a great possibility of disappearing. So if you want to do the mail-in ballot, that's fine. If you want to fill out the ballot, that is fine. But make sure you take it to a designated drop-off location and turn it in yourself. Take out the middleman. I'm so tired of middlemen for everything. or vote in person. There's not going to be one polling place. There's going to be multiple ones. So it will be easier than during the primary. But if we just get out and vote early, well, maybe we'll have it all decided by just electronic votes, and who even needs the mail-in? You never know. We'll be back with the talk and text lines all opened up. Your thoughts. What do you want to talk about today? Does anybody remember what happened to Scott Kelly on the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees? Did he actually resign? Because it still says on their information that he's part of the board. And wow, does the board already have plans for him to win the election? Even with what he was doing? And then appoint somebody for his seat? Because they just can't have Jeff Church in there? Interesting. We'll be back with more on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. JKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions.
Yeah, I'm still not hearing a whole lot about those new CDC numbers when Democrats open up their mouths. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text line at 884-9910. Got a special guest coming up later on in the show. I will tell you who coming up. But wanted to get to an email that was sent to me, and they were very concerned about the fact that I had a member of the militia on with me last week, that promoting militias probably wasn't the best thing to do because it could, well, might turn out like a situation like poor Kyle Rittenhouse, that people are untrained, overly enthusiastic, more of the vigilante type. Just take anybody. Well, let me tell you. I mean, this person's in law enforcement. And I understand that. And I do see that. But there are also local militias who are filled with former military and former law enforcement. A number of them that I have met personally are very well trained in the art of firearms. They are very well trained in community observation, to where they can look around a crowd and they can pick out who a troublemaker might be. I don't want to believe that anybody's just going out and joining these groups to become vigilantes. We have seen more restraint in our militias, in our local militias, than I've seen on the other side. But here's the deal. We cannot give the left what they want. I mean, yes, we did see the Antifa member. I have at least multiple times, who just flat out shot the Trump supporter. But we know who he is. He was identified. They want a civil war. The people who are controlling all of these rioters who are paying them, they want us to go after each other. But law-abiding citizens who choose the Second Amendment and to support their community are not out there inciting violence like the left keeps yelling, screaming that they are. They're not. You look, you can see on YouTube, you can see on social media, you can see in the pictures that the media is not showing you that the people with firearms are standing there calmly. Remember the misfire in Carson City? That was not one of the ralliers in support of law enforcement. That was one of the BLM members. So when you are looking at the two groups, make sure you know who you're looking at. Because it's even come to the fact now that they know that militia members, the patriotic citizens, they're not going to start a fight. So now they're having the left go in, take off the black, put on jeans and patriotic shirts, wear thin blue line stuff, wear militia stuff, infiltrate and cause problems. Let me guarantee you, let me put your mind at ease. These people all know each other. And if somebody tries to infiltrate and create problems, they will be found out. They will be found out immediately. So put your mind at ease. There's not going to be a civil war. It's going to be a war at the ballot box. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And, oh, we're getting back to normal. So participate in today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And we thank them for that. So yesterday's question, do you think that Republicans should play the same game as Democrats and go out and harvest ballots? 55% of you said yes. Maybe that's our way of protecting and counterbalancing what they're going to do. Let's protect those most vulnerable. Let's protect those Republicans or conservatives who are in nursing homes, who are in, you know, places where there might be some not so honest people around them. Let's do our part. Today's poll question, and don't think I'm crazy. I want you to do your own looking into this, but it stems from a caller that we had yesterday and reminding me that nobody's really been hearing about all of the children that were rescued in Atlanta. I think the total was 39 altogether. And not from just one location. They were from different places being held. Do you believe Agenda 2030 and a globalist takeover of all world governments are real? Do you believe it's real? I want to know what you think. Do you think that the world could actually be this messed up and we missed it because of all of our mass media not reporting things? Like the ABC reporter who had all the stuff on Epstein, but because she wanted to keep her job and she wanted to be, I don't know, famous, she complied. We seem to always find out that these things are real after the fact, after your friends and your family have told you, oh, don't be stupid. That's just a conspiracy theory. Well, all of these things seem to be coming to fruition. What do you believe? Let's take a little trip over to Australia and see what's happening over there, shall we?
A major police operation in Western Australia has uncovered a suspected sex ring involving more than 140 underage victims. As Kelly Haywood reports, 11 people were arrested after a series of raids.
Well, 214 charges have already been laid and this investigation is far from over. Police have raided the homes of several offenders. 11 people have been arrested, aged 18 to 41. Four of those arrested already convicted sex offenders. It's alleged they would use Facebook, Instagram and Messenger to groom their victims.
They come in through likes and friends from other people and they get accepted and then they start grooming.
140 children and teenage victims from across Perth were identified, aged between 13 and 19. 23 are alleged to have been the victim of sexual offending, some of the highest offence.
For those people out there that possibly have offended in the past and thought that their victim may not have come forward, probably the message is we're coming.
Police say some of the offenders are known to each other and could have been working together. An additional seven offenders have been charged with lesser offences.
So one of the things that concerns me is the social media aspect. I actually had somebody write to me last night and unfriend me because she said once that we became friends on Facebook, all of a sudden she started getting all these men and just people that were trying to friend her that were creepy. So, and that showed me as one of their friends. So I am going to go through actually and purge my friends list. If you do, if you are involved with me on Facebook, on either one of my accounts, not the page. Remember, pages are different than friend accounts. So if we are friends and all of a sudden I disappear from your stuff, know that I'm purging and I didn't particularly know you. I know I can't know all my listeners. I wish I could. I really wish I could. So if all of a sudden I unfriend you, just send me a friend request again, okay? Because I really want to clean my accounts out so I don't help spread, you know, I'm not a link to other people getting creepy messages. I think that's horrible. And it what really is frustrating is it doesn't matter what cool thing comes in our lives. It can always be used for bad. That's just the way it is. But did you hear that? 114 in the Australia sting. The sting that we had here in Atlanta with the 39 kids, that is not the first one that we have had. We had another one just a few weeks ago. I believe 11 children were saved in that one. This is one of the promises that President Trump made, was to protect and save our children. The forgotten ones, and I've been looking more into this of how they're getting these kids, because when you go into an affluent area, and you see kids at the playground and their parents are there, and you don't want to take that kind of risk. But the kids who are homeless get told stories of how they can make great money and how they'll be protected and loved. And foster kids fall through the cracks. There are even children who are flat out adopted, but all of a sudden they can't be found, and neither can the adopted family. And I hate to tell you this because it's just gruesome, but there have actually been women that have been abducted and placed into baby-making farms. And if you don't believe that, it's time to start doing your own research. Because that's all they do, is they just keep having babies. And, well, they're not doing it willingly, so they're raped over and over again. It is literally, we are the commodity. How do we stop this? We wake people up. I am actually just enthralled with a listener who sent me an email. Monica, I don't have social media, but I have to see these numbers for myself. And Miss N, thank you. Thank you so much. I do not have any social media accounts, but I would like to see the report for myself. Please send it to me. So I did. That is the greatest feeling I ever get, is when I tell you something and you want to find out more, or you want to use the links I'm using and actually see it for yourself. Because people honestly couldn't believe that the CDC had screwed up so badly that the numbers of deaths in the United States is only 6% of the number being reported for COVID-19 deaths. Everything else had serious, serious complications. Only 6% of that number. And yet, people are still screaming that Trump is a murderer. Let that sink in. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Brett this morning. Hi, Brett. You want to talk about reality? Oh, we lost Brett. Darn it. Let's go back to the talk and text and check in with Jason. Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling this morning. Yes, I can. Now I can't. I just saw your call go away. Call back, Jason. Call back, Brett. We're going to take a quick break and see what wonky things our phone system is doing today. It loves doing this to me. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. What do you want to talk about? Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check back in with Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Monica, can you hear me? I'm driving, but I'm trying to get pulled over so I can talk.
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, hey, did you touch on the Antiva Biden link for donations yet?
Yeah, I talked about it yesterday. Isn't that just amazing?
Unreal. Yeah.
You know, I actually, when I was talking about it, Jason, I had somebody, you know, say that I was spreading rumors and that, you know, it's a dead link. And it wasn't true, because I typed in, and you can do this too, not Jason, he knows how to do it. But if you didn't know about this, type Antifa.com into your toolbar up at the very top of your computer. So just don't search it because it doesn't come up. Actually, type it in, Antifa.com, and it immediately takes you to, redirects you to Biden.com, and it's a donation site. And if you click on the donation that you want to make, I clicked $500, so I figured I'd be generous. It took me straight to ActBlue, which is, I think, just a money laundering site for the Democrats and donations, because that's the same site that you get taken to from Black Lives Matter. That's how they're getting their money.
More people need to wake up. Come on.
They really do. You know, Jason, I don't know what to do.
I don't know either. I just try to deliver the parts and make the world great again, but every day it's something different.
It truly is. Jason, you be safe out on the roads out there. Thanks for calling today. You know, just because I mentioned something yesterday doesn't mean that I shouldn't be mentioning it today. I always have to remind myself of that. Like yesterday, we were talking about the numbers from the CDC, the new numbers. And I see we are still locked down today. Businesses are still closed. People are still unemployed. Even though the experts, and I know you can't see it by my little air quotes here, experts been saying all along, the WHO and the CDC misprojected the numbers to begin with. So just in that respect, we shouldn't have been shut down. But the Democrats and the mainstream media threw a panic into everybody, and they still are, because what do you hear every day? Oh, well, you know, three cases at this school and four cases at this school. Cases, not people who need to go to the hospital, because this isn't anything more than just a virus. A virus that you could get any or every day from people just living life. It is not the global killer that they made it out to be. And Trump followed along because he wanted you to see what they were willing to do to this country. But it all fizzled out. But what do you expect when you have doctors, when you have doctors being told that no matter what people die of, do a COVID test, and if they are COVID positive, list it as a COVID death? Why would you think the numbers wouldn't be wrong? Why do you think they wouldn't be overblown? You had people being told to lie about the numbers. Well, for the hospitals and the doctors, it's easy. You got paid for COVID deaths. You got paid twice as much if you got them on a ventilator, which, come to find out, is the worst thing you could possibly do. Lied about a remedy. Lied about hydroxychloroquine. I just can't believe that all of these media outlets that flat out lied to people about this, those same people are still watching. They're still watching those same newscasters. They're still listening intently with the same bad stories, bad information that they put out. Yes, it's a virus. Well, guess what? There are all kinds of viruses out there. Our body is the machine that, if you keep it healthy, if you keep your immune system healthy, which, by the way, going out and getting all those vaccines and everything, you can see the medical studies coming out from the people who are actually honest. Those vaccines actually weaken your immune system. So eventually, you will continue to get sicker year after year after year. Put your foot down and say no more. Why do you think herbs and vitamins are banned in some places? Because they want you taking the pharmaceutical drugs that they make a whole lot of money off of. Now, granted, some are needed. But some are put out there, i.e. opioids, just to get you addicted. We'll be back after this quick Fox News update and some business news on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you stick around because I still got a few things up my sleeve to tell you.